So up next, it's time to join our own resident chef as she teaches us how to make kukku sib zamni. Now, kukku sib zamni is a fun Iranian dish guaranteed to make any dish that you're preparing at home a little bit more fun and flavorful. So let's join Sali now as she tells us how to make it all.
Hello and welcome to Cooking on Iran. I'm Salome and today we're cooking kukku sib zamni, a very easy, traditional, tasty Persian food. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my fresh peeled medium-sized potato. I'm going to cut it into small pieces because I want to boil it, and in small pieces it boils faster. So this is enough, and let's put it into the boiling water. Voila, this is it. I add a little bit of salt, just a pinch. So cover the pot and let it cook for 10 to 15 minutes so it becomes soft boiled. So here's my soft boiled potato and I'm going to mash this right now. I need to mash it because I want to add the eggs and then the spices. Now these potatoes are very well mashed right now. I have 3 fresh eggs. Number 1. Number 2. And number 3. Very nice. I'm going to stir this well. Make sure you stir this very well. We're going to have a proper kukku sib zamni, making our mothers proud today. This is very well mashed, and I'm going to add the spices now. First, very important, turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon turmeric. Now, 1/2 teaspoon pepper. And 1/2 teaspoon salt. It. Stir. Now, after we stir this well, this is going to be ready to be cooked. Now, I need vegetable oil. I put it into my pan. I need a lot of vegetable oil. Heat. Very important. I have to let this get hot. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this with a spoon. I need another spoon for help. I'm going to place little pieces inside of my very hot vegetable oil. Very tasty Persian food. You can use this, serve it as a main dish. You can serve it as a side dish. Some meat or fish or chicken. Today we are going to serve this with a Shiraz salad. I'm going to flip them over. I think they must be golden now. Oh yes, they are. Beautiful. This is exactly the way it should be. I think they're well done now. They look golden. And yes, very well done. Crispy and golden. Very nice. Ready to serve. Now I'm going to make something very nice, a special salad. It's a Shirazi salad. It's very, very tasty, especially to the kukku sib zamni, and I'm going to show you how I'm going to make this right now. So for my Shirazi salad, here's what I need. I need fresh cucumber, 4. I need 4 fresh tomatoes, and I need 1 middle-sized fresh onion. And we are going to dice all of these into small pieces. now my Shiraz salad is ready. I've diced everything into pieces and now I'm going to add some lemon juice, olive oil, and some salt, pepper, and very important, some dried mint. A little bit more than a teaspoon full of dried mint to give it a special fresh taste. Maybe like 2 pinches salt. And I'm going to grind some fresh pepper for this. Now, here comes our lemon juice. Of course, you can use fresh lemon and olive oil. So I'm going to mix this all very well together with the spices and olive oil and the lemon juice. So now our kuku sibzamni is served. It goes perfect with our Shiraz salad and perfect, of course, with our Iranian babai bread. I hope you enjoyed and see you next time on Cooking in Iran. Thank you.
We hope that you guys enjoyed this week's show, and please remember, we're just making a few changes here at the program, so all of your comments are still always welcome. And don't forget to email us if there's anything in particular about Iran that you would like to see. Email us at iran@presstv.ir. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time. And of course, stay with Iran.